This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Bob Edwards. The College Board has released a sobering report on the still spiraling costs of a college education. Last year's jump in tuition was the biggest in 30 years, and it's likely to get worse before it gets better. The news comes amid growing belief that if institutions can't keep costs down, Congress could intervene. NPR's Claudio Sanchez reports.
The College Board represents over 4,000 public and private schools, colleges, and universities. Its report on college pricing and student aid this year goes to great pains to explain that college is still a terrific deal and that tuition increases are not as bad as the headlines suggest. The numbers, though, speak for themselves. Gaston Caperton is president of the College Board.
This year, tuition and fees at four-year public colleges average $4,694, 14.1% more than last year.
It means that students at public four-year colleges paid almost $600 more in tuition and fees, $1,100 more at private institutions. The College Board report blames state budget cuts in higher education funding and a steep downturn in institutional fundraising for the record increases in tuition, 40% in Arizona, 30% in California, 25% in New York and Oklahoma. Schools in at least 38 states raised tuition last year. The only reason more families haven't been priced out, the report says, is that the amount of financial aid available to students is also at record levels, which is not to say that families aren't getting squeezed. For a middle-class family, the cost of attending a four-year public college these days represents 20% of household income, 70% if you're a low-income family. And that has elicited intense criticism from lawmakers in Washington who believe the cost of higher education has been inflated.
I think the time has absolutely come in America for us to look at the cost of college and what we are doing.
That's Representative Michael Castle, Republican of Delaware, at a recent hearing on Capitol Hill. Castle downplayed the impact of state budget cuts on higher education funding, choosing instead to focus on what he and other Republicans on the committee call waste and inefficiency on campus.
When's the last time you saw a full professor teach a freshman class of 50 kids versus a seminar of four? What are we paying in terms of salaries today? I don't see a lot about that. What about the mission of these colleges? There are incredible numbers of courses that are being taught out there. Can we really afford to teach all those courses?
Some lawmakers are convinced that college officials will never really do all they can to cut costs, unless they're forced to. Speaking at the same hearing, Howard Budd McKeon, Republican of California, proposed a college affordability index. His bill would force schools to disclose their pricing policies and cap tuition or tie increases to the inflation rate. College officials called McKeon's bill a price control scheme. McKeon says they don't know what they're talking about.
This bill is not about price controls. I have never supported such a thing and will never do so. What I do support is empowering the consumers of higher education by giving them the information they need to exercise freedom in the marketplace.
McKeon says his biggest worry is that nearly half of low-income high school graduates who are academically eligible for college are priced out of four-year institutions because of increased tuition and fees. That's true, says economist Sandy Baum, co-author of this year's College Board report.
It's a major concern, and I think that's exactly the issue we need to focus on, is access for low-income students.
But for that to happen, Baum says, the economy must pick up and states have to restore funding for higher education. Otherwise, tuition will continue to rise and institutions will be forced to do what some lawmakers are already demanding: lay off people, freeze wages, and eliminate courses. Claudio Sanchez, NPR News, Washington.